Qué olor a culo hay ahí afuera.
The only thing that smells like ass here is you, Cholo. That's what cowards smell like. And only cowards sell drugs to kids.
Wow. Did you practice saying that in front of America, bro?
Cholo Brown kicked his work boots up onto the table and interlaced his hands behind his head.
I'm gonna give you one last chance to run away. Then I'm gonna snap my fingers and have you driven out of here in the trunk of a lowrider.
Do it.
Court Wesley felt the blood boiling inside him.
What?
Snap your fingers.
You a strange kind of crazy, bro.
What happened to snapping your fingers, Cholo?
Brown stretched a hand from the back of his head and creased a finger and thumb together. The resulting snap sounded more like a crack to Court Wesley. He studied the man he was hovering over, Cholo's eyes telling him everything he needed to know for starters. His hearing and the shadows flitting at the edge of his vision picked things up from there. Before Court Wesley could record the motion, he picked up a metal chair one of Brown's lackeys had just vacated and slammed it across the face of a beefy, onrushing thug. The metal dented, literally dented on impact, leaving Court Wesley to wonder if any of the man's nose was left recognizable. The next guy coming had a pistol out, and Court Wesley flung the dented chair through the air at him. It spun like a frisbee and clipped him hard enough to take his feet clean out from under him. In that moment, the two guys sharing the table with Cholo Brown launched themselves at Court Wesley from opposite angles, close enough to each other for him to slam both with the upturned table he'd hoisted off the sidewalk, before tossing it through the bodega window at a man steadying a shotgun. The shattered glass flying inward stunned the man enough to lose the trigger, and by the time he found it again, Court Wesley was already through the jagged hole, grabbing hold of the thug by the lapels and tossing him out through what remained of the pane. He followed in the thug's wake and had his pistol palmed in the next moment, steadying it on a final trio of thugs coming fast from around the corner, big fancy guns held absurdly to the side in the best gangbanger tradition. Court Wesley fired off several shots in rapid succession, the bullets impacting low by their feet to kick up a storm of concrete shards that stung like needles on impact. Two of them managed to get off feeble, poorly aimed shots before turning and hightailing it from the area, freeing Court Wesley to lurch back toward the still-seated Cholo Brown. He had his own hand cannon tilting for Court Wesley in that moment, his eyes bleeding of the bravado he was desperately trying to recapture.
Make the call, white boy.
And Court Wesley did. By kicking Brown's chair out to send him tumbling, Cholo got off a single wild shot, pistol still clutched in his grasp, when Court Wesley planted a boot over his neck.